This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
So, have you ever traveled somewhere for work, had zero expectations, and then been completely blown away? Well, that's exactly what happened when I recently visited Tucson, Arizona. What started as a routine business trip turned into one of the most memorable culinary weekends I've had in the United States. Seriously, I never expected to find food this good in the Arizona desert. So in this video, I'll take you through our Tucson experience, from where we stayed to the mind-blowing restaurant scene that actually holds a UNESCO designation. Plus, I'll share some of the things I wish that we had time to actually get out and explore as well. So for those new to the channel, my name is DeAndre Koch. I'm a financial advisor who's passionate about exploring the world with my fiance, Taryn. In just 3 short years, we've visited almost 20 countries together, typically flying in business class and staying in luxury accommodations, and usually using points and miles and strategies that we share on our weekly podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey. So while Tucson may not be an exotic international destination, it goes to show that some of the most remarkable experiences can be found right here in our own backyard. So here's a setup. Taryn and I were headed to TravelCon, a travel conference in Tucson. And to be completely honest, Tucson wasn't really on our radar as a destination we were dying to visit. I mean, honestly, I figured it was probably going to be hot, dusty, and, you know, well, the desert. We decided to book the DoubleTree Hilton Hotel that's connected to the convention center, mostly for the convenience, because when I travel for business, I often prioritize location over luxury as best as it is. Because if you've ever been to a conference, you know, sometimes you just need a decent place to crash in between those sessions. Our first pleasant surprise came when we checked into the hotel. The room had this amazing balcony with spectacular views of downtown Tucson and the mountains in the distance, and that definitely was not what I was going to expect from a DoubleTree at all. Now, since I'm always trying to either minimize my costs with points or maximize my value when I pay cash for a stay, for those of you interested in the point strategy here, this is what we did. So we paid around $1,800 for our 4-night stay. And yes, there were hotels that were cheaper in the area, but also not as conveniently located because this was literally attached to the convention center. But what I did is I booked this stay through the American Airlines Advantage Hotel portal, and I was able to earn 18,000 loyalty points towards my American Airlines status that I go after every single year. But also, since I have the American Express Business Platinum, I still got my Hilton Gold benefits, which are automatically given to me with this credit card, by linking my reservation after I made the booking. And that allowed us to get $30 in daily food and beverage credits that we absolutely made use of. And so, friendly reminder here as well, whenever you're not booking with the hotel directly, no matter if you're using Expedia or Booking or the American Airlines Hotel Portal, always make sure to call and confirm they have the booking so you don't have any surprises. I've heard many times of that happening to people. So I'll say that while the hotel really surprised us, the real revelation was Tucson's food. And I can't emphasize enough how incredible the culinary scene was. Every single place we ate absolutely exceeded the expectations. At the travel conference, we actually stumbled across the Visit Tucson booth and learned something that explained everything. It's that Tucson is an official UNESCO City of Gastronomy. It was the first city in the United States to receive this designation back in 2015, and still only one of two American cities with this honor. What really fascinated Taryn and I was learning that Tucson's food heritage dates back over 4,000 years. The Sonoran Desert in which it's located is incredibly biodiverse, with the rich culinary tradition blending indigenous and Mexican and Spanish influences. So the locals incorporate native ingredients like prickly pear, chiltepins, which are basically wild peppers, and mesquite in many, like, really inventive ways. Also, the quality of the beef, which is actually imported from Sonora, Mexico, is fantastic. And the authentic way they make their tortillas transformed every taco into something pretty amazing. So this UNESCO recognition absolutely makes perfect sense. And that explains why the food there was really and truly that remarkable. Although we were only there for a brief time, there were a couple places that really stood out. So one was Charles del Rey, which was where we had our group dinner, and that was our first hint that the Tucson food scene was really something special. One, the portion sizes there were massive, but also the beverages and the cocktails were fantastic. Everything was crafted with local vegetation, and the ingredients were native to the region. And, you know, honestly, coming from the East Coast, we were absolutely loving all of these unique flavor combinations. So Taryn is 100% the foodie in the relationship. So you'll want to check out her review of what was the absolute pinnacle of our Tucson food experience, which was dinner at Bata. We heard it was one of the top restaurants in the city, so we made sure to get a reservation. We opted for the chef's choice menu, where they select dishes for you, and it was absolutely perfect. The impeccable service, sophisticated ambiance, and the quality of the food, because it was executed perfectly, would 100% command premium prices in almost any major city. But we were really pleasantly surprised by the exceptional value here in Tucson. It offered all the refinement of a high-end dining experience without the inflated price tag that you would expect. And I've got to point out that back at the DoubleTree, we were still impressed by their restaurant and their bar. The bartenders were creative and personable. The food quality maintained the same high standard that we were getting time and again in Tucson. Downtown Tucson itself was very walkable. Although we did notice it was a very big difference between Saturday night and Sunday night, because Saturday the streets were buzzing with energy, you could hear the music, the bars, the clubs, it was going. And then Sunday, a ghost town. Eerily quiet, even as some places were still open. One of the things I will point out as well that was the fact that a lot of the street lights actually brightened when pedestrians walked by. And I know that's a small and probably a little bit interesting thing to mention, but that adds some sense of safety when exploring at night that I want to make sure doesn't go unnoticed. Now, all that being said, our biggest frustration was honestly just not having enough time. The conference schedule kept us pretty busy, and we didn't get to venture beyond downtown to explore the natural beauty that surrounds the city. So, after researching more since our trip, I realized how much we missed, and that's exactly why we're going to plan a return trip in the future. So, Tucson is surrounded by 5 mountain ranges and offers some of the best hiking in the Southwest, and the Saguaro National Park has those iconic giant cacti that can live for like 200 years and grow over 40 feet tall. And the hiking there is fantastic, but beyond hiking, Tucson actually offers some world-class mountain biking, horseback riding, and rock climbing. Plus, it's designated as a dark sky city, which I learned while I was there, which actually makes it perfect for stargazing. And since Taryn and I are big fans of luxury and luxury resorts, we've also heard that there are some amazing luxury resorts and spas that are outside the city that are absolutely incredible as well, so we can't wait to check those out also. So what began as a routine business trip to Tucson turned into a surprising twist on how I now view this city in the desert. The lesson for me was clear. You know, you can never underestimate a destination, especially in the American Southwest where cultures blend to create unique experiences. So if you're considering a trip to Tucson, especially as a food lover, you will not be disappointed. That UNESCO gastronomy designation is well deserved, and combining that world-class dining with outdoor adventures, I think makes it a perfect and pretty unique getaway as well. So I'm curious, have you ever been surprised by a destination that you had some pretty low expectations for? I'd love to hear in the comments below. And if you enjoyed this unexpected travel discovery and want more honest travel stories, hotel reviews, and tips for maximizing your credit card points and miles, hit that subscribe button, because on this channel, we're going to bring you the truth about luxury hotels and resorts, our personal experiences, both the highlights and the disappointments, the strategies we use, typically using credit cards and such, to earn free nights and hotel stays in a very, very responsible way, I always want to point out. The hidden gem destinations that I think probably deserve more attention, and as well as the food and cultural experiences that honestly just make travel truly memorable. So you can watch our podcast episodes here every single week, or listen to them wherever you get your podcasts. So subscribe, turn on the notifications, and we would love for you to join our travel community. Thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.